So it is with great pleasure that I come to you, as always, with another episode. And thank you for stopping by. If you're new, I don't like to do presentations, but I'm a 5D mystic in the Enlightenment Soul Age group, and I'm woo pseudoscience for those who don't experience, perceive, or are into the whole yes, mystics exist. I'm attachment trauma informed, which is why I know how to translate spirituality in sciences terms. Sciences, but I'm pseudoscience because I'm not a scientist person. Not in the academia world doing the research. I'm a learner, and then I share and I support the serious people on their personal development journey, being yourself. Okay, so. Self-help. It's not bullshit or crap for emotional lifters and emotional welcomers. The lifters are the ones who feel emotions are hard. The welcomers are the ones who love emotions. They're not hard. So I'm a human love narrative because I didn't lose a 0-1-year-old. I didn't need to reparent myself. My secure attachment stayed and my differentiation of the self stayed, and I'm a whole 3-year-old right here. So I'm not on else's journey. And as a mystic, that's why 5D, we are Christ consciousness. I love Jesus. He's my guide. Always has been, will forever be, at least, in this lifetime. Since sciences is actually proving what spirituality has taught us, which is that we are kind and compassionate when we're integrated. Our integration of brain, when your consciousness is fully achieved and you access it, it's because you have a flexible, adaptive, coherent, energized, and stable brain. Thank you, Daniel Siegel. So, like my brain, it's an integrated one. And that's because my left and right, they work together. And I use my prefrontal cortex. I'm always present, which, as Daniel Siegel has taught me in my interpersonal neurobiology course, where he explains how the mind works, it's a framework, and the brain, and a lot of other things, it's an embodied brain. So, presence, being present in the now, here's why 5D mysticism is awesome, by the way. Yeah, because we already know common sense because we're not on else's journey. What this means is I don't need to feel special. I am special. There's only one of me, and I have a twin. And you're special too, being yourself. You are the contribution. Thank you, Sadhguru. Your contribution to the world, how you live, how joyful you are, everything has an impact. But what we know is people who don't know about their rejection wound, abandonment wound, injustice wound, betrayal wound, and humiliation or shame wound. So the 0-1-year-olds who are love avoidance or love dependence, they have a very different way, maladaptive child behavior. We also have the evil Michael Stone scale and 1 to 22. I like to point out the 7 to 14 charming. They only pull wool, the wool over the eyes of those who have not tended to their attachment wounds. And they don't really pull wool over. That those people, like the lost boys and lost girls in lost days, follow Peter Pan. That's exactly what a 5D mystic sees. And I'm a woo-woo pseudoscience for a reason. I love learning educational material. Since I was a kid, I loved learning. In fact, I would sit children down at the age of 4 and read to them. I still remember the first fairy tale I learned to read to them. And this shows you how our inner child is always with us, by the way. Yeah, I love it. Oh, I love it. I love it because my favorite fairy tale princess out of all the princesses that we had. Okay, so I'm 44. Okay, just FYI. So I grew up with Disney, Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, Snow White. What else? Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, Snow White. I forget. There's another one. Anyways, Sleeping Beauty is mine. I love Sleeping Beauty, and I remember there's a song, the one about we've met before. So if anyone's a mystic, we've met before and looking in a person's eyes and recognizing those who are part of your oversoul. Now, this doesn't happen always, by the way, but that's because it depends how savvy and how experienced and how open you are as a mystic to all this. I'm going to do a mystic thing later on, not right now. Right now, I'm going to get back to, I know you're all waiting for our topic. Hold on a minute. Let me regain my composure. Okay, so a self-empowered 5D mystic. So I'm self-empowered because I'm a whole 1-year-old. I'm also aware that mysticism is something you cannot prove, and I'm okay with it. Okay? So again, handling love-dependent men quite easily. They are the first to go, by the way, for a empowered woman. Yeah, don't So here's how it works. Anybody know of children? I don't have children. I don't want children. I chose that while I was growing up. That's a long story short, but so love-dependent women, man, days, all of it. If I meet a nervous system, because that's what we are, thank you, Daniel Siegel. So I'm present. I'm going to be in the now. I'm going to have empathy, but I'm not going to be in empathy. That's why people have burnout. I'm going to be in compassion. And as Daniel reminded me when I asked him something specific, he said, "I think you need to differentiate better, Maria." And I said, "You know what?" In my head, not to him. I said, "Thank you" to him. And then I said, "Okay, I got what he's saying." So I have panic attacks. My energy body has expanded a lot of times, rainbow body, all things that are amazing. And with crystals and tarot, and as an Akashic record reader, that's why 5D community, come on over. That way you can live human and spirit, one and in the same. In fact, we're going to talk about how self-love is necessary to love others and to live with meaning and connection beyond the solo self, which is 5D life, but it's spirituality life. So spirituality is to be able to live beyond the solo self. So is restored embodiment, integration of the brain. Basically, being a human, a decent human being is what I like to say, because I don't need no special start. But I have, again, a window of welcome. So I'm an emotional welcomer, not an emotional lifter. And when I meet the emotional lifters, we're going to get to that. So when we meet those who are dependent, the comparison is going to be this. I have not had men like that because I will not have been able to even remotely get near. Yeah, no. As a teenager, if I remember correctly, because I have a foggy memory, there's one human being, man, who actually had this type of energy. And it was like, nope. You need to get away from me. You're suffocating me right now. I remember this clear suffocating feeling with any of these people, men, women, or theys, that would be just this type of, oh my God, literally it felt like having hands around my throat, even though I didn't. But the point is that poor person, those poor people, they are still the same type of person if they didn't go and work to get their inner child healed with their own self. So Patrick Tihan, I love that man. He is a therapist. He's online. You can look him up here. His YouTube little thingy is Patrick Tihan Therapy. So he is an expert on supporting people to get out of their inner child that is not reparented. So to heal your childhood trauma. Okay, so he has a share today. The inner child is the expert of the past, while your inner adult is the expert on the present. So integrating human spirit and spirituality elements and giving you my stories. And then if you have Ask Maria, you know already it's an opinionated columnist piece, but plenty of Dear Abbeys went out as letters. Now you can just say Ask Maria, and there you go. And that's for now only the audio version of our podcast. Once we get to 1K, it'll be offered as a membership opportunity for those of you who will care to Ask Maria. Okay, so long story short, living beyond the solo self for me is easy because I got a twin, I got a mom, I'm a divine feminine, I got my own divine masculine right here, and I got taught equanimity. I'm unflappable. So whenever somebody I don't like is around me, I will be known to be, as my younger sister puts it, a snoot, a snob, cold, rigid, all of the words in the book. My bestest friends, they will always try to say, "You need to be more flexible." No, I don't. My 24 hours, I'm going to spend it with the people who have me feel comfortable and expanded, not suffocated. I don't give a shit about what their shit is. They can go and get good therapy. The walled off is fine. You see, the minute that you're walled off, I won't notice because my heart is always open. Because that's what happens when you have a secure attachment, actual self-empowered woman. So you walling yourself off isn't going to make me freak out. I won't have a primal attachment panic. I'm a polyamory person. This is why with our twin flames, we don't go through saga. And I know that some people like to make their, what is it called, their twin flame journey the standard. A divine feminine who's a mystic will know that, yeah, okay, sure. You can go ahead and share with all the lovely Elsa Journey people what you think is here's the pirate's guide of spirituality. What makes me laugh is I think of Pirates of the Caribbean because a mystic is actually a person who will consistently know their three-year-old, an actual mystic, excuse me, not the ones who are 4D. And I shouldn't say that because they serve their purpose. They give people meaning that isn't beyond the solo self. They are a herd. They're the ethical cults, culty cults, traditional cults. I'm not doing any of that. I'm saying you get to be you. I get to be me. It's really fun. It's really fun to alchemize. In fact, this is why it's so beautiful to know the truth, which is I'm a whole three-year-old. Look how much fun I'm having. Look, look, look. I'm not overflowing in a way of, oh my gosh, I need to die because some human being isn't going to be with me. And oh my gosh, now it's over. Or let me twist it and turn it and become a squirrel from Cusco land and become some person who justifies the maladaptive child behavior that's going to come from being a love dependent. You know what they do? I've seen the women. I'm not fond of when I see women who think they're empowered by yelling in some human being's face and becoming controlling and angry or desperate and manipulative. Yeah, those energies. Men suffocate. Women, they get into this very specific way that I will not even, I mean, it's just like blocked off. So the men, you can do that. The women, it's like, okay, you're offline. I'm out completely. And they will know. But the difference is they will not know because they're not bilaterally integrated. They chose not to do good therapy. So they're just suffering. And, you know, they're saying, Maria, humans suck. Evil sucks. Everything sucks. And you're like, yeah, I know it does, doesn't it? And no matter how much attachment trauma information you can share with people, they don't believe it. They don't want to be flat earthers, but they don't believe it. Okay, so on that note, when we meet the walled off ones, the ones who are going to resign, withdraw, and then be depressed, it's almost like, you know, when you hear the crocodile tears, so the crocodile eats the kids, their kids, and then they cry about it. I think it's a story. Yeah, we're not going to be the crocodile tears because fact is you resign without even trying. Okay, so I have all the compassion in the world, but again, emotional lifting, it's 2024. There's plenty of good therapists like Patrick Tiahan. He shares with his community. We're a minority. I'm like, no, no, I'll make sure people know about you. But then I see attachment avoidant people saying, I'm going to stay attachment avoidant because the therapist that I went to said, I'm doing a good job. I don't want to keep journaling. What am I going to journal about? You obviously didn't get explained that that's how you're going to process what comes up, the sensations, images, because your 0-1-year-old lives with you until you're, you know, going to process all that comes up instead of project it. You're 3 to 7 also lives with you, unless I guess you're going to keep projecting that attachment wound stuff. Yeah, you want to feel we're all fucked up is the excuse of teenagers who are grown-ups. Nobody's fucked up. I'm so sorry you can't use that lame excuse anymore, like the lame excuse of the demon possesses me. Nope, no demon. You need a good therapist, and hopefully our educators and academics will get, you know, enough of the good therapists out there so we can support humanity to expand their consciousness, even in prison, which actually they have good therapists that go to prison. Yep. So I'm very much in support of all mental health people. That way we can all be on board with having heaven in our body. And the ones who do the human suffering love, they're all talking about the Luciferian era, conspiracy theories, you name it, 3D, 4D, they're all over it. Okay, so what happens when we got a walled off? The ones who go grandiose, yeah, that one's funny. Because again, a secure attachment empowered woman is going to be like, ah, oh, you ghosted me? Really? That's a funny word. Indifference, passive aggressive, the you're not worthy. Okay, what happens when a whole inner child gets basically shared something like that? You're not worthy? Yeah, I laugh. I laugh inside. Okay, so we're going to talk about stories right now because that's exactly how an empowered woman laughs. As a teenager, like I said, avoidance, great, come on board. I don't need you to be here. And if you leave me room to breathe, then I'm happy. The clingy ones, nope, you're all out. All the clingy ones, you're out. None of the clingy ones were my friends, nope. Because I need to breathe. I need breathing room. I'm a busy woman, and I was already busy at that point, and I know exactly how I'm going to spend all 24 hours. That's why the solo polyamory, we're not couple-centric on purpose. Who wants to share the floor if you're a three-year-old? I'm just saying, like, really, I don't see why I need to share my room with you if we're going to fight. You're not bringing joy to me right now, and I want to be joyful because I have 24 hours. You know what happens when you're consistently present? You're a consistent three-year-old who's having fun. I got a lovely mother, and she allowed me to be a child, and I have a lovely twin, and she allowed me to love humanity and to know how to recalibrate because we have different energetic spectrums, and I always was learning to recalibrate because I'm the one who's a lot more, I don't even know if that's the right word, but I'll explain it this way because I got the lovely neural science psych education. And this one comes from, I forget his name. He's a great therapist. He goes to prisons and helps people, like another one. But he explains how siblings work. And he says, usually in the household, what you will see is there will be one sibling who works dominantly from the sympathetic and the other from the dorsal vagal, even though obviously you're not going to be working from those two extremities. However, what he was trying to say is one's going to be charged and the other is going to be a little bit more laid back. And as he's explaining this, I was like, you know what? That makes a lot of sense. So I'm an identical twin. We're in the fetus, in the womb, whatever it is that the words are, together. I'm the one who, when we're preemies, we get out. Apparently, I was the one who, in the incubator, just could not stop moving. I was moving, moving, moving. My twin actually forgot to breathe. They had to remind her to breathe. So on that note, I had to learn to recalibrate. And to this day, my mother still tells me, slow down, or, you know, stand. No, Mom, you didn't spank me enough. You didn't scare me. I'm so sorry. You cannot do anything. This is what we got. Okay, so I'm just saying, when a woman is this and you meet those who are, again, clingy, they need to get away. I need you to back off right now, and not because I'm avoidant, because you're suffocating me. As for the walled off, hey, it's all good. Oh, you're back. I didn't know you were ghosting me. I actually found that humorous. I didn't even know the word. And again, I don't use those words at all. So when we deal with love-dependent men, again, they will not be allowed to be suffocating. Women, that is a little bit different. Theys, I have no theys friends, so I'm not sure, but I'm just going to group up. As a 44-year-old woman, what I've learned to do is to directly communicate. And so whether it's an evil bitch or an evil witch, it's okay. Because I'm going to say, I'm trying to share with you that I don't want to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm trying to share with you that I cannot do 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever it is. So 24 hours, I will want to do social time with those who intellectually and emotionally can stimulate, so they have to be emotionally welcoming of their inner child and not projecting a 16-year-old attitude that has a 3-year-old broken heart, that has shame, and that then wants to talk shit about human beings and wants to be in the human suffering love narrative. It's not energy vampires or dark auras. No, it's people who basically, where are you? They don't know that we have 24 hours. I do. I live near a super volcano. I'm going to maybe wake up tomorrow. Maybe I won't. I appreciate every day. And thank you, Bill O'Hanlon, LMFT. There's another great therapist. It's not enough to ask people about a positive experience. It's about savoring that experience and getting them to stay with it. What I have noticed is that no matter how much you can delight in a person and just how they are, they don't feel it here, and they're used to dysregulated, dysfunctional nervous systems, they're going to feel at home with a person who treats them like shit. Thank you, Patrick Tian, for letting me know about how inner children, and I already knew that, they're not going to be fixed by any magical wand of Reiki or holistic therapy or any of that. Nope. And they're not broken, by the way. That's the part. The past, their inner child, is consistently living because their inner adult is nowhere to be found. They're not in their prefrontal cortex. It's called, I have non-bilateral integration, and I'm going to project. And then I'm not going to look at myself and notice, am I dating somebody that's treating me well? Because I don't have the capacity to pause and notice I'm deserving. And yeah, that means that I should get treated in a way that's called not with control or anger issues or manipulative or desperate, not with any depression and not with anybody thinking they're better than me. Very straightforward in my book. So if you think you're better than me, good for you. I know you're grandiose. I know you're insecure. I learned a lot about grandiosity people as they broke down in front of me and I found myself at odds. No, I was like, wow, it was all a facade. Good lesson. Thank you. So when you are expanding consciousness, you don't ever forget things. You always remember them. So this happened one time. You learn every time you get to meet people, you learn different types of topics, if you will. What I'm saying is I met one grandiosity human being. As they broke down in front of me, I was like, whoa, that's interesting. And then I thought about it, and then I got attachment trauma informed later on. Okay, so when it comes to, oh, yes, the ones who ghost, like I said, we don't find the in-and-out behavior confusing. You're showing me that you don't know how to walk a straight line, so I know not to take you seriously at all. And you're not romantic. No, romance means every day. you surprise me consistently. And not just one random day. One random day is like smoke and mirrors. And only a teenager will be like, wow. And actually, let's see, what stories was I going to share? I was going to share something, but now I forgot because I got really excited. I'm going to share that it is always nice to know about your oversoul. That's what I'm going to share. So what I have been consistently surprised, this is mystic stuff now, is about the things that we don't know. Because see, when you are consistently one with Akash, I know all about, up to a certain point, about my oversoul. And then I got my twin flames. And that is a very specific energetic imprint. So you know exactly how many lives you will have lived. You don't need no coach. You don't need no person telling you anything. If you're 5D, that's because you're grounded in your 0-1-year-old, okay? So there's no attachment wounds. You're not needing to reclaim yourself, okay? So once you get here, which means just use your name, use your human being name, you know, like my teenage boyfriend, he was my soulmate. He still is my soulmate. Like, his partner is my soulmate. They're part of my oversoul. And I did think I was going to marry him. And I was very happy a month after. A month after that, we were not together. I was like, my gosh, the grown-ups lied. They said that I would never love again like before. I love the same. The relationship's calibrated. Here's where solo polyamory community, come on over. The polyamory stuff, it's amazing. With a secure attachment body, though. And that's because we have compersion. So again, I know that I'm worthy. And this is where I was going the story. When my teenage boyfriend broke up with me, when he cheated, I had no trauma to have to deal with because I didn't feel that betrayal was traumatic. Because that is something that didn't do anything to my worthiness. I have nothing to do with you not knowing how to be a person who talks in the face. Cowardice. It's not something that a 4'9" woman is going to say, I don't know what, no, I know exactly what it means. If you're clingy, I'm going to say, back the fuck off. If you're avoiding me, I'm going to say, what the fuck's going on? And I didn't curse as a teenager. I'm just common sense like that. The minute you answer me, I'm going to know what to do with this. I'm not going to project it. Whatever I like or don't like, I'm going to tell you. If you're confusing me, I'm going to be like, you're an inconsistent person. And I learned as a teenager how not to tell people what you think because they all said, no, I don't have an ego. No, I'm not inconsistent. Really? Okay, sure. Well, you know, you keep doing you, I'm going to keep doing me. Who thinks for themselves, thinks for three. This is an Italian saying from Naples, Italy. What I love about the Neapolitans is they tell you things to your face. At least most of them. And what I do love about people in general is that they're all a pattern of their own little child self. So once you learn, yes, the clinging on. So when children cling on to you in this energy that they're afraid that you're going to leave them, there are those of us who understand what's going on, and we allow ourselves to learn how to be pacha, because that's what happens when there's grown people who are choosing human suffering versus doing good therapy. Okay, so men, women, or theys, doesn't matter. I will consistently know how to talk to a person. If they don't understand what I'm saying, and so they get more clingy, I know that I get to put into practice my grown-up voice, and I'm still working on it. Because, see, I do get frustrated with people who have known me my entire life, and they seem to not be able to read me. And that is because they're not reading me. What happens when a person doesn't know how to love themselves first? So what a person who is love-dependent needs is your reassurance. What a person who is love-avoidant needs is for you to not do anything because they don't want you at all near them because they don't trust love. Because they have the frightening stuff from their home. They don't look into good therapy. Otherwise, they'd be like, wow, I'm avoiding love completely and I'm shutting down. And that's something they would figure out pretty quickly with a good therapist. And that would be if they're self-aware. Because it would be like, I want to be loved by this person or I want to be in relationships. So self-aware, aware of emotions, aware of thoughts. And then you'd figure it out. Oh, no, it's 2024. Oh, look, there's an answer. It's not drama queen or king land. So when people want to make up reasons for why they're going to stay in their not securely attached body, you know what they do? No, Maria. No, no. Men, women, theys, it all sucks. People suck because they're not ready to be here for me at my every beck and call, I think is the expression. Okay, so that's what women do when they become depressed, desperate, and withdraw because they're now avoiding love and they're not even thinking outside the box and they don't want to go to therapy. The ones who say, oh, I'm going to live my best life ever, they're basically being in this little teenager attitude of resentment, which, I mean, again, just go watch movies. So people keep watching movies and then they look to Venuses of Goddesses of May and they're all on Elsa's journey. Nobody's empowered, if you ask me. In fact, they're actually quite funny. No, it's funny in a sad way. I mean, it depends if I want to look at it from the surface and think of all my empowered people and us having fun, then I can go and have fun over there. If I want to stop and think about it and connect with their inner child, their one-year-old, then I'm not going to be very happy. I'm going to be very sad. And then I'm going to remember, wait a minute, when you go near them, they project shit in your face. And then I'm going to be indifferent, but not in a way of emotionless. I'm just going to be like, well, they did make their free will choice. They chose to keep chit-chatting away, projecting shit at people. You know what? I think I'm good. There you go. That's the trio, neutrality, because you do choose your state of consciousness, not me. Your nervous system, not mine. Your brain, not mine. Oh, unless you're a flat earther, of course. Then you don't believe in any of the neuroscience, neurobiology, or any of how yoga helps you, or mindfulness for that matter. Nope, you only believe in, who is it? Who are the speakers for the echo chambers of 3D, 4D? Okay, so they're having fun over there. We're going to have fun as I close us out with, again, a self-empowered 5D mystic. When we meet love-dependent men, no, they're not even going to be near me. Near any of us. Love-dependent women, I learned how to put up with their drama stuff, and I am still learning how to try and work with, be nice, don't be too cold, because, you know, you feel bad for them, and that's because they just keep on coming and coming, like that one-year-old or four-year-old that grabs onto your leg, and you're literally like, okay, please, please go do something better with your time, figure it out. I mean, gosh, don't you have, you know, books to read? Meditations to enjoy, go for a swim. Are there no activities that you enjoy doing? The thing is, I should remember, there's your one-year-old is attached panicking. And so here's why good therapy is important, or at least understanding the psycheeducation and the whole self, because I understand it. So the feeling comes from your nervous system. It's the minute that you're having the longing that you have the opportunity to use your mindset. Oh, look, I have my 0-1-year-old. It's right here. My inner child wants my inner adult. Thank you, Patrick Tiahan. As he says, my inner adult is the one who's in the present, and that's actually a prefrontal cortex. That's why I'm in a state of compassion with an integrated brain, all hands on deck, default mode network downregulated. Myself is not scanning me and others. I'm being myself. I'm always myself. You tell me I'm a piece of shit, I say I'm so sorry. Should I go now? Which one is it? I don't know. Am I the evil bitch or the evil witch today? So that's what it means to be empowered. It's not I'm bigger or better. No, that's the whole point. Grandiosity people have shame. They just inflate it so that they don't have to feel down here. And when they're feeling down here, they're not doing really great. And the people that I've met, the ones who want to go, let me think. There's some that go to therapy. The others, they like the magical wand. So they're all up in Elsa's journey. And that's where we're going to leave that one. The ones who ghost, like I said, we actually don't do anything. So they really like us. Avoidance really like empowered women because we don't nag at them. We don't get pissy in their face. We don't do any of it. And if they don't know how to be respectful, we also learn how to say, no, that's not going to work for me. Because that's what you do learn with men in particular. I've learned how to handle the passive aggressive. And I don't like when I have to handle it because I am a divine feminine and I like to be a nurturer. And so when I have to get into my no, that's not okay, it doesn't feel right in here. Because I know that you're a 0-1-year-old with a 3-year-old that's a broken heart. And that's because my right mode is able to pick you up because I'm in the now. So I'm not being judgmental. I'm actually curious, open, accepting, and loving. That's what you need to be present. Thank you again, Daniel Siegel. And as I'm being cold and I'm being present, I'm attuning to your nervous system. I'm a body and you're a body. When I resonate with you, that's the minute that I know that wasn't my nervous system. This isn't my heart. This isn't any of mine. And that's where, as Daniel Siegel shared, you need to differentiate Maria and Link. That's why you move back here and in compassion. Take in the information. You're not in your empathy seat, which is where burnout happens and those people who don't recalibrate. So I recalibrate easily to myself again and again and again. But you know how many people out there are in their survival mode? So I'm attuning to you. I ask you how you're doing. You project or do whatever bullshit you're going to do. And I learned how not to ask anything. Because see, if there's one thing an empowered woman doesn't want to do is waste our time. So when I meet a clingy person, I know how to handle them. I've learned how to notice if you're an avoidant and leave it alone and not put any type of anything, nothing, zero, because you're an avoidant. So this means you're coming in, out. You're not somebody that I can grow old with because you close your heart off to me completely, by the way. Not even a little bit. It's completely off. And you forget about me. The part about what makes it great to be empowered is this, is that we don't feel worthless. When you completely block me off and I become nothingness to you, oh, believe me, the point of having a 0-1-year-old, because yes, of course we all know about it. I mean, twin flames, you know nothingness when you meet it. And no, we don't go whining about it like it's some obsessive compulsive whatever that is that other people do. No, no, I have this. It's called Maria. She's right here. So you may not see me. I see me. I know the truth. I know the truth is you are overwhelmed. And we're going to get to that self-love. You don't know how to love yourself. So of course, you don't know how to love me because you don't know how to look beyond your own ego because you're in biological rudeness. And as Stephen Porges points out, when a person is in that, let me grab my notes. See what I love about human spiritual and spirituality elements. They always come together. But then again, I've seen studies that show that we do this stuff, the intellectually savvy people, that is, the ones who use their trauma memory and they use their amygdala and then they use stories. I need to ask my friend about a couple of these stories. I came across something recently and I'm just like now really wondering about it. That's a side note, but let's see if I can find the notes that I was using before. Probably not because that's how it works, right? So long story short, here it is. Thank you, Stephen. Stephen Porges. I have a course with him. He's the polyvagal theory doctor. And as he points out, when a nervous system is in a constant state of defensiveness, control is a warm blanket because they have difficulty dealing with uncertainty. And so biological rudeness is a person who does not acknowledge my feelings. They will also have no sense of awareness of reciprocity. They will not be trying to intentionally hurt anyone. It comes as a reaction. They will seek meaning. We will seek meaning in the behavior and justification keeps us away from what is actually happening. Okay, so they're going to justify their behavior is what he's saying. And they will not, in fact, figure out what's going on because they don't question the behavior. And we've seen avoidant attachment coaches talking about avoidance being selfish. We even talked about this one. And here's where I would not use that word. Because they're not selfish. They're biologically rude people who are being reactive due to attachment wounds and potentially more. So the aspect of not lecturing, an empowered woman will not lecture a love dependent or love avoidant because you will have shown me through your behavior that I'm nothingness. I will not be nothingness because I am a whole inner child. So I'm not living my past because I'm an inner adult who has the safe haven, secure base. That's what an empowered woman is, or at least your host right here. So yeah, whenever I've met any of situations clingy, I tell them they have to back off. And I actually was taught how to share the floor, which is why I'm not reactive. I am usually going to wait, and I try to work with the energy that is mine. It's not suppression. I just try to calm myself so that I can have a grown-up conversation. The part that gets frustrated is more about if you've known me your entire life, for example, how do you not notice who I am? But this is the part of why the biologically rude thing is important, as well as the part of if they're a love dependent, they're a porous, boundaryless person who needs attention like that 1-year-old or 4-year-old, because a 1-year-old can't cling on. But like I was saying, on that leg, that little kid, let me stay here, let me stay. So they literally don't want to let go of you, and that's how the energy feels, which is why a person like myself will be great with the avoidant, because I don't need you to be around me. So if you cut me off somehow, I'm not even going to notice that you're missing because my energy doesn't depend on you. My emotional plane doesn't depend on you. I'm in a relationship with you because I enjoy you. So whether you come in or out, you have the freedom to do whatever you want because I'm not dependent on you. the dependent needs to be recalibrated, which we learn how to. And like I said, there's patience for the 1-year-olds, 4-year-olds who literally can't get their life together because they don't want to go to good therapy. All I'm going to say is, as a mystic, the one thing people come to me for is Akashic record readings, tarot card. When I give them attachment trauma information and say, here's personal development time, that's when they roll their eyes. And that's where, as Stephen Porges points out, they're going to justify their behavior, make up some excuse because they're not going to look within and wonder, wait a minute, is my behavior, And that's where Janina Fisher, thank you, your behavior, not to be pathologized, but to be understood. So when you see somebody prancing around with their pathology, you know that they only got a word and they decided to label themselves and they have not decided to do emotional lifting or welcoming, because that requires them to do mindset work and body work. And some people who are therapists are not really great at what they do, by the way. So remember, EMDR, child parts work, and somatics. The ones who are not in favor of you knowing that you can work with all of your emotions, it's not that they're not in favor of it. They haven't realized that they haven't welcomed themselves home yet. So they don't have room for unconditionally loving all of lovely humanity and knowing that our evil scale is one of a forensic criminologist, and that's 1 to 22, all people who can use a good therapist. So all of us are inner children, and when we can be our inner adults, though, the 5D Collective, come on over. So self-empowered women, men and days, let's enjoy being free to be our inner children and to be integration of the brain. That's why we have what is called kindness and compassion. It won't be seen by the dysregulated, dysfunctional nervous system that way, because they will reject you. But that's okay, because like Pacha, we don't lecture people, and they will go and hang out with the right energy. They will have the right formula, because if they're a love avoidant or a love dependent, they're going to seek each other until they learn about their self. And that's where we have relationship soul age group, spirituality soul age group. I'm the enlightenment soul age group. So we do tapping into the infinite higher human conscious potential experience. I hope you enjoyed. And again, Ask Maria. We have subscription-based model content paid on the podcast audio. And once we get to 1K on YouTube, the membership. And I'm probably going to share this one on our audio as well, in case you are an audio listener, just so you know. Check out the title. It'll be probably tomorrow. That's what I'm thinking. So in the meantime, thank you. We're going to have one more episode for the day, and then I will call it a day. Have a great day.